If I can have your attention here in the media center, we are joined by a provisional front row for the 33rd annual Go Bowling at the Glen. We have second place qualifier Kyle Busch, driver of the 18 M&M's Crunchy Mint Toyota. And we have Busch Pull Award winner Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Ground Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. We'll open the floor directly for questions. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We will get a wireless microphone to you. Let's go to Lee.
Denny, you said at Pocono it would take execution in order to beat the 18 team. Is that what you guys persevered at today?
On my part, yeah. I mean, the road courses, we've always had really good speed in the race, but we don't qualify well. I can't think of many times we've been in the top 10. And a lot of it is because we qualify on a different day than when we practice. I think today being able to use those repetitions and still be hot from practice and things fresh in your mind. I just got a little faster each round, so that helped.
Bob?
Bob Ponkers, ESPN. I have two. The first off is everything we heard was Kyle was the fastest today, and so were you surprised that you did beat him?
Yeah, he's usually pretty good at this stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I knew once the 9 and the 18 had went, and I went behind them, that he said we were P1. I thought that we had a good shot at it. But they just, you know, it's amazing to me how well Kyle hits his marks and does not make mistakes, especially on a one-lap qualifying, get-it-done moment. Very few mistakes ever get made, where I feel like I make quite a few more mistakes and take repetitions to really maximize the speed of my car. He does it right away.
And were you planning on getting up at 8 in the morning to find out if your car passes tech?
No,
and
I'm
would
not.
You?
No, I'm not.
So you have confidence.
I'm very confident, yes.
Jeff?
Jeff Gluck from jeffgluck.com. While you guys were qualifying, it turned out that Bill Elliott's coming back for a race. Not a joke. Do you have a reaction to that? He's driving the Xfinity race at Road America.
For who?
GMS in the 23.
Wow. How old is he?
62.
How old?
62?
Yeah. I mean, there's been others older, so
yeah.
That's cool. Good for him. He's never run there, right? So it'll be a unique experience. Him and Ray Evernham have been doing a bunch of that road racing stuff lately, yeah. With that ghost car that Ray had, and then also bringing out some old school cup cars and stuff. So obviously that was a prelude to what he had cooked up his sleeve. So now we all know.
It's awesome. Everyone
awesome
does.
Man.
Yeah, he was my favorite driver growing up, so it'd be cool to watch him.
Additional questions for our front row? Reed?
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. Denny, I want to hear about the double eagle.
That was, you know, people ask how far I was in, and when I say 140, they're like, wait a minute, really short hole. Well, then you got to hit it 340 yards first to get it to 140. So it was amazing. When you think about, 44,000 hole-in-ones were recorded last year and only 600 and some double eagles. It's a one in, I think 2 or 4 million shot. So it was pretty awesome to see.
And what course was it?
It was the final hole at Peninsula. So that was the last shot of the day.
Pat?
Pat DeCola, NASCAR.com for Denny. This is obviously a step in the right direction, and we'll give you guys some momentum, but do you feel that you're at all close to making the big three a big four?
Way too premature for that. I mean, we've got to really, get, the train back on the tracks, so to speak, start running in the top five more consistently, like we were doing early in the year. But, this has been a tough 2 months, and it's been crappy, but you just work harder, and it's made me really work hard on what I need to work on, and so it's going to be a process. It's definitely not going to happen overnight, but hopefully in the next month we get things figured out so we can at least be contenders when it gets down to these cutoff races.
Gentlemen, congratulations on your runs today, and good luck tomorrow.
All right, thanks.
Yeah.